the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
To another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks, joined by your host, Lee Champion. Say hello, Lee.
Hi, everybody.
Good job, and his co-host, Rage. Say hello, Rage.
Good evening, bitches.
Oh, and joined by the enforcer himself, Double A. Say hello, Double A.
Hello.
Now, back to you guys!
Well, that was interesting. Awkward intro, guy. Thank you for the introductions. And, welcome to an episode, as he said, of Freaks and Effing Geeks. Episode 32, to be back. On Tuesday, September 29th. Exactly 2 months from my birthday. Huh. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, how's everybody doing? Everybody good?
I'm great.
Swell.
That's good. So, we got some stuff to talk about today, and y'all can help me wake up, because I had my little pre-show nap, my power nap, my 15 minutes. It should have been 16 minutes, because, yeah, that extra minute would have probably worked me some wonders. But anyway, let's see what we got in the chat real quick. I know William's been hanging around lately. Let's see what he says. We got William Morgan in the chat. We got nobody. Mr. Smiley. Huh. Okay.
Ricky Smiley?
Not Ricky Smiley. It's Mr. Smiley.
Norman Smiley?
Norman Smiley. There's a difference. There's Mr. Smiley, and then there's... See, Norman was Smiley. Come on, Ray. You should know this. You haven't been watching your WCW. Y2J?
No, I have. I've been...
Somebody named Matt E. Legend. I don't know who that is. Kid Human. And a couple of anonymous users. So maybe we'll find out who, you know, this thing can't be right, because maybe it is. Let me see. One, two, look who showed up. The Surfer. Surfer's going to kick himself when he find out that Melina was at Baltimore Comic Con.
The remedial.
You are so right, dude.
Who, me?
He's going to kick himself when he found out that Melina was at Comic-Con. And did you see her Wonder Woman outfit?
Yo, them titties were about to burst out of that costume.
Big fucking jug of juice titties, yo. They were like two big jugs of juice.
They were about to explode.
Oh, I wish I should have got a picture. Yo, it was like, whoa. I think she dressed up like Wonder Woman on Saturday. I don't know if she was there. I wasn't going to... down there that day. And then Sunday, the Ravens game happened. And I don't know. Everybody was supposed to go downtown because they wanted to watch the Pope on a screen or what. I don't know what it was. So everybody wanted to get down there and do that. So, I mean, you know, just your regular shit. I just kind of upset I ain't get a chance to see Surfer this weekend. You know, I'm used to my annual Surfer meeting. And I didn't get a chance to be blessed with him and his magic satchel. I was hoping it was like a, you know, I wonder if it was like a, what's that thing called? Is it like a, was that a cornucopia? Was that, that's the Horn of Plenty, right? And that the one that just, the gift that keeps giving? Or some shit like that? I was hoping that I, you know, he would have had some fun shit, but no, he doesn't. So what's been going on with you, Rage? Any good news?
But with what?
I'm just asking. You have any good news, bad news? It's
the same old shit.
Okay.
Just the same old shit. Everything's going peachy keen. There's nothing in the background, AA, so turn it off.
We just heard sirens.
Yeah, it was... Well, you know, it's newer, so... But, yeah, everything's going fine. Everything's going great. Everything is well. Yeah. Everything is just moving along steadily as it should be.
Oh, there you go again. Damn, what the fuck is that? Just keep in mind, this is not Baltimore. This isn't the wire you're hearing in the background. This is...
Of course, everybody had something to say about my hair.
Oh, that fucking Macy Gray shit?
Fuck off.
Oh my god. Yo, let me explain. You know what? Dude, I could say some shit. I'm not even gonna go there about your hair, but... Yo, I mean, why, Reach?
Why what?
It doesn't even... You know, it looks like when Asian dudes try to dye their hair blonde. And sometimes it comes out... Well, I think they figured it out now, but at one point, they were trying to dye their hair blonde and it was coming out orange. That wasn't intentional.
Mm.
And it's like, I'm thinking you were going for orange, but it looked more like...
No, I was going... No.
What was that?
This is what I did, okay? I dyed one...
Blade packets? What flavor was it?
Shut up. I dyed one side of my hair blonde and... One I went for like straight orange, but it turned out exactly the way I planned it out to be. So it's like,
oh, you planned.
So it's like a blend. Yeah, it's a blend of orange.
Now you're waking me up by telling me this foolishness because that was a fucking hot mess. Rage that.
You know what? You know what? Look,
I don't care what you say.
This is
the
shit I'm talking about.
It looks.
Everybody wants to sit here and talk shit about me and what I do with my hair. Fuck you.
You know what?
No, because, fuck you. I don't want to hear it. Fuck you.
Yes, you do want to hear it, and you want opinions, because if you didn't, you wouldn't plaster it all over social media. You want
something. No, I posted it to show people. I don't care about opinions.
A couple of weeks ago, it was you.
I didn't ask for opinions.
A couple of weeks ago, it was you that said, or posted something about, you didn't want people, what's up with you, something about your job. Getting on you about the color of your hair, and then you go and do that.
Well,
so if they let you go because of your hair, what would you do?
Well, guess what? They can't.
If they decided they were letting you go because of your hair, what would you do?
But they can't.
No. You're not listening to me. If they decide, they can't do it. If they want to, they can do it. What's stopping them from doing it?
What's stopping them is that the company.
And don't say nothing stupid. No, go ahead. I'm listening.
The company that I'm with has lost their contract. Thus, they're not really my bosses anymore.
Okay, so do you know the standards for your new company? And if your new company finds it appropriate for you to have that color hair?
I'll deal with it when it comes.
What are you going to do? Dye it again?
I'll deal with it when it comes.
So, and you know you keep dyeing your hair, sooner or later it can fall out, right?
I'll deal with it when it comes.
Wow. Alright, moving along. We gave the attention whore enough attention.
My hair.
Okay, that's fine, Rage.
I didn't ask for the masses to sit there and talk shit about hair.
Let's go back for a second. If I recall, about a minute and a half ago, you were the one that brought up the topic about your hair. No one else. You did.
But still.
You obviously want to talk about
it. But I didn't ask for opinions. I was just because I told you what I did with my damn week.
You don't want an opinion about your hair, then don't talk about it. We don't need to
hear about it. But you asked what I did about what I did in my week, right?
Can I tell you something that you might not understand, but I really need you to understand this. I need you to know. I don't think anyone really cares about what you do with your hair.
Awesome.
Brought it up, so we decided to talk. I'm serious. Like, you know, no one lost sleep because Rage dyed his hair. Okay, so, I mean, if you want to rock the Macy Gray, go with it. It's cool.
It's not. I don't look like Macy Gray.
You look like a cheeseburger, but, I mean, let's move on. Right,
you actually look like a... Look, today when I... You, now, Lee, I don't know if you saw it, but I saw the video of him smoking an e-cigarette.
Is this new?
This is new.
Let me see this.
And
it ain't on Facebook.
It's probably not on Facebook. It's on his Instagram. Boy. I'll find it for you. But the point is that he looked like an old housewife.
Fuck you, yo. No, this is the shit I'm talking about.
You love it.
Think you're hot shit because you're fucking losing your hair. Fuck you, AA. Talking about my hair.
Let me tell you something.
Sick of that shit. I can't stand AA, yo. I can't fucking stand
them. One day, Rage, you're going to wake up. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to fucking say, Rage.
Whatever. I'll deal with it when it comes.
Okay. Alright, I just got to see this one more time. Where is it at? Fucking orange hair. Orange and blonde.
Well, guess what? Chicks dig it.
Oh. Yeah, you want attention. Because let me tell you something. Ain't no girl in her right mind.
Oh, yeah?
No girl in her right mind.
You sure about that?
No, listen to me. No girl in her right mind is fucking with you with that hair looking like that.
Sure about that?
I'm positive that no girl in her right mind, and listen to everything I just said, is fucking with you like that.
Alright. Your opinion.
I'm sure about it. Oh, you want me to bring it out a little bit deeper? She might hang out with you, but she's not fucking you like that. Okay, yeah, now I cleared it up for you so you can understand.
Okay, Lee. Alright, that's your fucking opinion.
There you go. There you go, buddy. Prove me otherwise. Show me one.
Okay, I will. I will in the coming weeks.
You can in a couple of weeks, okay. Yeah. It wouldn't be a couple of weeks. You'd be able to do it now, but you can't.
Yeah, because she, you know, doesn't feel like being on the air right now.
Oh, trust me, she's not fucking you.
Okay.
You may want her to, but she's not.
Okay.
You're not. She's not.
You're acting like Surfer right now. You really are.
Not acting like Surfer. You brought all of this up. You put up the hair, you put up the chicks.
You're acting like a real...
Dude, don't try to...
Like, you are acting straight up like Surfer.
I do what I do. I'm piggybacking off of the stuff you bring up. So if you bring this stuff up and I start talking about it, don't get mad at me. I didn't, out of the blue, say, hey, Rage, look at your hair. Oh, Rage, what chick is going to want you? You brought it up.
Well, like I said, the chicks dig it.
Go ahead, Lee. I gave you something there in the Skype.
Chicks dig it.
Yeah, whatever. Let me see this. Let me see what
you can. Oh, and of course you share it.
Oh my gosh. It's like somebody took Sam's from Juice and put him in the Fifth Element.
Wow. Okay.
Look at this shit.
Fuck all y'all.
It still got them dirty ass nails, double A. You see it? Chicks dig it, but he still got them dirty hands, that crud under those nails.
Oh, y'all, man.
Yo, when are you going to clean your nails, Reed?
The moment you kiss my natural black ass. How about that?
Please. That's a lot of kissing, and I ain't got time for all that.
Alright, then, so shut the fuck up.
That's a lot of ass to kiss, and I ain't about to. I got other things to do, buddy. Okay. This is fucking shame. He just took 10 years off his life smoking that shit. Anyway,
first of all, it's hookah, so it's not killing me.
Okay, whatever. I don't need to be educated in your whatever your shit is that you do. Eat ass.
It's healthy. It's healthy, Ali.
So you know what? This sounds like a lot of judging going on from a bunch of old ass farts.
That's what I'm gonna do on this show. And if you don't like it, then you know what? Frankly, sir, I don't give a damn.
Sounds like a bunch of judging from a couple old-ass farts.
The equivalent of what he just said, Lee, is ordering the entire menu and having a Diet Coke with it.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much what he just said.
Rage is the best.
Rage
wants attention. Day. He wants everybody to praise the stupid shit he does. Ain't nobody studying Rage.
I already got praise. I don't need...
But we're not talking about your girlfriend to be or whatever it is you planning. We're not doing that. Even though you want to talk about it so bad tonight.
No, I don't. I got... There are people that praise me. There are people that...
Okay, that's fine. Well, you know what? Go talk to them at
Rage. There are people that worship the entity that is Rage.
Okay. Talk to them at the show, but we're not doing that this week, okay? All right, back on track. Doing something else.
The Rageaholics are strong.
That's fine. I'm glad for you and them.
Sounds like a hater in the Force.
Could care less.
Sounds like a couple of haters in the Force.
Okay. Double A, how was your week, sir? Good?
Can't complain. Busy at work.
I know, me too. I was very busy at work, earning that money, or really earning it.
Yeah.
You got something to say about my job?
Here you go again.
You got something to say?
It's always got to be about him. See?
Do you got something you got to fucking say? If you want, got something to say.
Rage, I just spent the last 10 minutes telling you what I felt about you, and you think I'm going to hold back? Now, why?
If I have something you wish to say about my job.
If I did, trust me, you wouldn't have to ask. I would be saying it by now.
Then fucking say it, because it sounds like you got something to say.
Sounds like you wanted to be about you. So you know what? You can gargle my dick juice. Moving along.
Bitch.
Let's see. Whatever, whore. So, there was a story from last week where, before we get there, I wanted to say something. Talking about the rant.
Lee, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Listen to this. Hello, are you there? This bitch just called right now on my cell phone. It's almost midnight. To sell something for a computer.
Now why she gotta be a bitch?
At midnight, they called
midnight, Rage? A telemarketer?
Why she gotta be a bitch?
Rage, it is almost midnight.
Just doing a job.
Rage, it is almost midnight.
So what? Why she gotta
number.
Be?
A call
she gotta be a
no,
bitch.
I'm not gonna call them because it came through as a number from Grenada.
Shit.
Just explain that. Why does she gotta be a bitch?
She's okay, doing a job. Rage, then I want you to give.
You cannot call a person at a certain time, Rage.
If you want, we'll put your number. I have your number. We'll put it on a telemarketer's list, and we'll have them call you.
But I ain't going to call them a bitch. It may be an annoying, but I ain't going to call them a bitch.
Okay, Rage.
That's a little low, Double A.
All right, whatever. Double A, what are you saying?
No, that's what I was going to say. I was actually going to pipe the call into the thing so we could call her out. She hung up.
Call her back.
No, I'm not, I just told you. I'm not calling her back. It's in Grenada. I'm not calling Grenada.
Shit, Rage,
I'll call her. Shit.
Fine, you then call Grenada.
I'll call her.
You want to call Grenada?
Yeah, what's the number?
Area code
597-597-597-597-0000.
You know it's a fake number.
0000.
Idiot. He ain't calling. You know how he wouldn't call anyway? Because he's on a cell phone on Skype.
No, I'm not.
Call, you'll need a Metro PCS call.
Oh, well, I can't do that.
Of course, because you know why, Rage? It's out of the friggin' country.
See, he didn't know that, so that's why he...
No, I guess he probably thought Grenada was part of New Jersey.
Yeah, he probably thought so.
Actually, no, I didn't. I'm not that dumb.
Well,
I wanted to chime in on something real quick that I saw. I watched the clips of Raw this morning. And so I want to say two things. First thing is Tony C had mentioned something when he was talking about Undertaker. It's true. I have to say, by far, my favorite version of Undertaker that was like the most sadistic kicking ass had to be Ministry of Darkness Undertaker. Like, that was a scary theme, and he was just he was an asshole. So I don't even think that gimmick lasted that long with him doing that. I don't know exactly how long it was, but that was my shit. And number two was this. Bray Wyatt threw a fucking guy at somebody. He picked up a dude and threw him at Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Like,
it was a fucking video game. I don't remember the last time. That's something that I'm surprised he didn't have Brock Lesnar do or Big Show do. Picked up a dude and fucking launched him. Still wasn't better than the rocket launcher by the Midnight Express, but he tried. Anyway,
I'm not gonna even comment.
Look, Double A. We know how you.
Listen, I love the Midnight Express, but that rocket launcher is not.
No, listen. Everything about the Midnight Express was awesome. Everything. There was not one wrong thing. But Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane and Cornette. It was everything was perfection. There was nothing wrong. Nothing. I can't find one fault. And you know what? That rocket launcher was a success until the fucking Fantastics came along. Oh, what is this? My shit's going off. Flood, flash, flood warning. Until 2:30 a.m. Alright, anyway. Until the Fantastics started finding out a way to get out of that shit. The Midnight Express were awesome. They're the greatest tag team of all time. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, out there that's better than the Midnight Express. Their theme song, their manager, everything about them. And the fact that they broke that team up, awesome.
I'm sure it hurts you when you watch the WWE Network and they have this edited out.
What did they put in? What did they put in instead?
Just a generic, some generic music.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's grace.
Hold on, we gotta play. It's gonna kick up here. Here we go.
Here it comes, right here.
At least having a moment.
Yes, and let me tell you something. It's nothing like hearing that live. Oh my gosh. That is, when they used to come down there. Beautiful Bobby had his long robe. Sweet Stan had his little, and after a while, Sweet Stan was coming around. At some point, sometimes Sweet Stan was coming down with. No, hold up. Which one would come down? I'm confused now. One of them would come down. At one point, one was just coming down with the little jacket, and the other one kept the robe. Did Sweet Stan keep the?
No, Stan had the robe.
Stan had the robe. That's
because
right.
Remember, Bobby had tights. Stan had the.
Right.
Had the trunks. So, to make his outfit look complete, he had to wear a robe.
I never forget, Stan Lane used to get in the ring and he used to break motherfuckers down with those kicks. He would size them out. And then when he would bring them down to their knees, he started doing the cabbage patch in their face. He started dancing right in their face. Stan Lane was awesome, man. They dropped a ball on Stan Lane. Stan Lane was the man. And the time he got to WWE, they gave him a fucking microphone. Man, they should have. Come on now. It was a disgrace. They dropped the ball with Vader, Barry Windham, the second time. Man, how many times did Ric Flair? Could have had Ric Flair. I don't know. As much great as Vince did, he really dropped the ball with some of them. Let me tell you something. Vince McMahon should have did everything in his power, and he could have did it. He should have did everything in his power to secure the Four Horsemen. Everything in his power. That's what I think, because I think if he got a hold of the Horsemen, they'd have never as the Horsemen. If he had all, they would have never left. They would have never left. So that's my little two cents on that. He dropped the ball. The Brain Busters. How you gonna take the fucking Horsemen that's dominated in wrestling and give him some stupid fucking ass name, the Brain Busters? Could name him something better than that. Anyway, I'm sorry. What's up with your boy George Zimmerman? Now he's fucking posting pictures of dead Trayvon Martin pictures?
He needs to die. He does. He needs to die.
Normally,
Somebody needs to just rush up behind him and just shank him in the bag, prison style.
Normally, I wouldn't condone that, but I don't know. He's a horrible person.
I don't understand how he's still, like, nobody's got to him yet.
Yet. Give it a chance. It's going to be
we
like
just
that.
Need somebody to just straight shank him.
It's going to be like that Jeffrey Dahmer thing. Like,
yeah.
He was okay in jail for a couple of years until one day somebody snapped and beat him over the head with a pipe or whatever it was.
Hey, Rage. I want you to hear this story. Tell me what you think about this story. If you think this girl's crazy or not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I hate when I open shit up and fucking video play. Anyway, wait a minute. Okay, so this brain-dead teen, she's only capable of rolling her eyes and texting, is to be euthanized. What do you think about that? You think that's
she's only capable of
rolling her eyes and text messages. She's brain dead. That's all she can do.
That's,
you want me?
Yeah, read the story.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. It's when I go to pull it. All right. Here we go. It says the parents of 13-year-old Caitlin Tigert have decided to end her life, saying she now can do nothing but lay on the couch and whine about things being gay. There's actually a video, and I can't play it. So let's see if it'll
So they're gonna kill her.
Yeah, I don't know if. Let me see if I can get the. If Double A might be able to play it. I don't know, but I can't because the story is actually in video form, so I don't know if you can get through. But yeah, I mean, how would you handle that? I mean, do you think this is something that?
I mean, it sounds bad, but she's not an animal. You can't just put a person. She's not necessarily doing anything wrong, so you can't like put her down like she's a fucking animal.
Last month, the Taggart family of Cedar Mill, Oregon, set off a firestorm of controversy after petitioning the state for the right to end the life of their 13-year-old brain-dead daughter. Jean Ann Morton takes us beyond the facts.
Caitlin Taggart was a beautiful, lively girl who loved laughing and playing outside. But all that changed at the age of 12. Caitlin slipped into a persistent vegetative state, confining her almost entirely to her bed and Facebook.
She doesn't even have basic motor functions anymore. We literally have to drag her to the car to drive her to school in the morning.
She's totally unresponsive when we talk to her. Her eyes just roll back in her head.
Caitlin, honey, it's your dad.
With no hope that their daughter would ever recover, the Taggarts decided to seek legal permission to end Caitlin's life.
It is the most difficult decision we've ever had to make, but we just keep reminding ourselves that the real Caitlin is already gone. That's just her body texting.
But the Taggarts soon found themselves at the center of a heated controversy as euthanasia opposition groups mobilized to stop them. These protesters say the groans and exasperated sighs Caitlin sometimes makes prove there is hope for recovery. But the Taggart's physician, Dr. Kevin DeBacker, disagrees.
Ew. The sounds and movements that Caitlin makes are caused by random synapses firing in what's left of her brain tissue as a response to atmospheric changes, like it being cold in a restaurant or her mother bursting into a room, even though there is a little thing called privacy.
Dr. DeBacker believes euthanasia is a humane way to end Caitlin's suffering.
We give her one painless injection, and that's it. Her eyes may flutter a bit, or she may murmur, "Are you for real killing me right now?" But then her struggle will finally be over.
Back at the Taggart home, the family is already preparing for life without Caitlin.
It's hard, but we know we're making the right decision. Her organs can help other children. We can give her eyes to someone who would actually use them to read a book.
I have cramps. And I don't even...
What would you tell other parents?
I want parents out there to go home tonight and hug their kids.
This is bullshit.
They don't have such a piss-poor attitude.
For Beyond the Facts, I'm Jean Ann Wharton.
3 days ago, Caitlin's life was legally ended. Caitlin, by the way, was the first Oregon resident to undergo the procedure since 2009, when a dentist had his receptionist euthanized after she was unable to perform any function other than eating all the candy in the waiting room.
No way that's real. That's bullshit. Bullshit. It sounds like something you would... That report sounds like something you'd hear off of, like, fucking Saturday Night Live or something. That's bullshit. This has to be fake, right?
No, it was report. I think I even... You know what? I think I saw it on CNN, too. Let me see if I can find that. It's a big deal. The only reason why it wasn't a top story is because the Pope was in town.
Just the way that news report sounded, though.
Well, listen, you know, the media, you know, they don't have, they really don't have any indiscretions. They're very monotone when it comes to a lot of things.
I guess, man, but if, I mean, I don't think you should put the kid down. Like, I just don't, I think it's, honestly,
would you?
I think it's inhumane.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
What would you do in that situation, then?
Let the kid live.
Well, I don't know, man.
Try to teach her something.
I mean, in my opinion, Ray, it just seems like there's a lot of teenagers that's already like that.
Yeah, with a conscious brain, yeah.
They should all be put down, then, probably.
Oh, shit. I don't think they should all be put down. Just... teach her something.
If she was a Kardashian, would you think she should be put down? If she was had those symptoms?
Absolutely.
What's the difference?
One less Kardashian.
But what's your reason behind that?
Just one less Kardashian, that's it.
But this girl got to stay?
Yep.
But no,
we don't need any more Kardashians running around this planet.
If she was from Newark, would she be good enough to stay?
Be good.
You know that the new you know, Kimye baby is purposely being birthed on Christmas Day.
Of course.
She's going to hold it in until Christmas.
Of course. You know,
Kanye, hey, Ray, I don't understand how
you know, Kanye
want this girl to go. She should.
I don't want the girl to go.
She's gone already.
Oh, she's already gone. Well, it's kind of fucked up. It is.
They harvested her organs, gave it to people on some waiting lists.
They even said it's a possibility that because of whatever that gene was that made her do that, could carry it over. Right. To somebody else, but because on her ID, her license, because she could drive before all this, that you know, since she was an organ donor, that you know,
I guess then that's fine. If her organs are going to other places, other people, then that's fine. I just feel like she just shouldn't be put down. Like, teach her something. Try to teach her something.
I say the same thing about the Kardashians. You know, you could teach them something.
Yeah, but they won't learn. I mean, look at Kylie.
Well, she's a mess.
Look at Kylie.
Rage. If Kylie Kardashian, how old is she? Like 19 or something now?
18. She just turned 18. She's 18. Kylie Jenner. Yeah.
if one day you ride down the street and a limo pulls up, you were on the bus stop, a limo pulls up. Well, you weren't even on the bus stop. You're walking to the bus stop. Nobody else is on the street. Maybe a couple of people. And a limo pulls up. And the chauffeur said, "Excuse me, sir. Can you come in for a second? I need directions." You walk over. And then the window rolls down the back. And it's Kylie Jenner. And she's like, "Will you come spend a day with me? I'll give you money." You wouldn't do it? See, when you pause like that, I get my answer.
First of all, you don't have your answer. Just fucking let me think about it.
What's there to think about? You said you hate her guts.
Yeah, I do. I hate her guts.
So why would you entertain the idea of getting in?
Exactly.
Because money's involved. If I gotta tolerate her shit for a whole day just for some
okay
ass course.
If Kylie Kardashian came up to you and was like, she saw you with your dashing orange blonde hair and she was attracted to you and she said, "Reach," or your name, I don't, you know, and she said that she wanted you to get her pregnant so she could have children.
And the answer is no.
But she didn't want you to have anything to do with the child. She just wanted a child.
Well, by the answer
is no. For you, it would just be a roll in the hay.
Yeah, but the answer is no. What did you say?
I'm saying.
What did you just say?
Never mind, dude.
No, what did you just say?
You heard what he said.
What the hell? What are you talking about?
So you wouldn't just go ahead and just bust
it
off?
No, I'm not gonna impregnate this chick. No.
Well, she said she just needs you to just give you, you know, some sperm, give her some sperm so she can have this child.
No.
Kylie Kardashian. You think she's ugly?
Here's the thing. She's not ugly, but in my opinion, I'm just like, I'm not attracted to her.
Okay, so she said she'll give you free pussy and $15,000. You gotta sleep with her for 6 hours until she gets pregnant.
Too many dudes been up in that already.
$6 million and free pussy.
I don't know, Ray. Huh? I don't know, Ray.
You gotta raise the price. Keep going.
Please, whatever. You got asked for doing for less than $6 million.
He has done it for less.
No, you gotta raise the price.
He has done it for less, Lee.
What? What the hell did you just say?
Nothing. If you're not paying attention, then forget it.
No, because you're breaking up. What the fuck did you just say?
Nothing.
Okay, all right, double up.
Right. Oh, shit. Whew. Rage, whatever.
Maybe it's time for you to get your water or something.
I'll get it. Don't worry. Rage, have you ever been in a sword fight?
Shut up, Double.
I'm asking a serious question.
No, I haven't been in a sword fight.
Right. Rage, I got a question about Newark. I thought that. Okay, so this article. This is an older article, but I just thought it was interesting. I wonder if things have changed then. This is from Newark. It says employees and the owners of a Newark gas station are on high alert after their station was robbed for the 10th time in 14 months. The most recent robbery at the Citgo station on Sanford Avenue, you know what that is?
Yeah.
Happened Monday night. Surveillance video shows one man grabbing one of the gas station attendants as another man takes money from the attendant's pockets. It took more than $200. Why is the guy still open if he's just going to keep getting robbed? And why? I mean, they couldn't send, 10 times in 14 months? What's going on in Newark? They keep robbing this place? I mean, do they frequently rob, like, the same places over and over and over again? I mean, is that why we hear sirens in the background?
If the score is easy, then yeah.
Have you ever robbed someone, Rage?
Why the fuck would I rob anybody? I don't have the balls to do it.
Have you pilfered anything?
No, I haven't.
You haven't stolen, like, any butterscotch crimpets or anything from like, a corner store or anything?
No, like, okay, when I was a kid, like, when I was, like, 6 years old, I stole a Hershey's bar.
I'm not trying to go that far back. I want to know, like, recently, have you taken any type of shit?
No, I haven't stolen anything.
Okay, so what's up with Newark? Motherfuckers got to be stealing shit. What's up with Newark?
Well, I don't know. It's not like their bosses are, you know, helping out pay the bills around. So,
Have you ever been robbed in Newark?
No, I haven't been robbed.
Have you ever been chased? Have there ever been a situation where you had to run because there was like some shit going on?
No, not really.
No.
Well, the one time I did get myself into some shit was like, so my high school was closing down and we had to go to, there were like a couple of kids running out the back door to go to downtown to protest at City Hall. So I figured, okay, I'll go. So we rush out and next thing you know, like two squad cars just pulled up and we were all like, we weren't handcuffed, but we had to get into the cars. We were sent back, and we were all like suspended and shit. So we did a little bit of running.
Speaking of that, I got pulled over by the police officer yesterday.
Oh, yeah, did you?
Yeah.
How did that exchange go?
We were on our way home, and
did you profile?
We were on our way home. It was muggy out. It was kind of. It looked like Seattle weather. It was like really. It wasn't wet. Well, it wasn't wet. It was just real gloomy. And the police officer was coming the opposite way, you know, the opposite way that we were passing. And the squad car made a U-turn. And whenever I see an officer come behind me, I immediately, like, get out of the way. Like, fucking drag that. Yeah, immediately, like, so I was like, I'm turning down the street. Like, I will not. I'll get behind an officer, but I'm not having an officer trail me. So, I made to make a left-hand turn, and I noticed the car was getting in the left lane behind me, and it made a turn, too. And as soon as I made that turn, woo! So I was like, okay. So, I had my license, and by the time I got to my registration, before I could even get to it, like, she was right there.
And she was...
She was right there.
She was, like, right there. So, she was like... She reminded me of... I think it was Officer Hooks from Police Academy. Was that her name?
Hooks? Yeah, Hooks.
So, this girl had to be, like, 21, 22 years old. Very sweet young lady. And she's like,
license and registration, please.
And then she went, license and registration now!
Drop it, dirtbag!
Don't move, dirtbag!
Yeah, so she fucking... You know what, don't... Because I want to... How many Police Academy was it? Seven? I want to go back and watch all of them.
Seven or eight. And I think there's a rumor floating around that they're going to make a new one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Tackleberry's dead.
Tackleberry's dead?
He's been dead for years. I don't even remember what year he died, but I have to look it up. Tackleberry died years ago. But I want to see all of those and the cartoon. That was funny. But anyway, so she pulled me over and I got my stuff and she's like, you have a your passenger side brake lights out. I'm like, no, I'm like saying to myself, I'm sure it's not. But you know what? I was compliant. I was like, you know, yes, ma'am. She gave me back my shit. I let her pull off. And I checked it, and it was out. So, she was very nice, though. But, yeah. I was like, okay. I was just kind of, you know, saw that shit, got a little nervous. But then they fuck with you, though, because the whole time she had me pulled over, she took out her fucking lights flashing and shit. So, people wanted to look at you and shit like, you know, you done something. But she made it real quick. She didn't have me sitting there. She didn't ask me to get out the car and sit on the curb. It wasn't none of that bullshit. It's pretty cool. You know, it was all right. It was all right. So I'll just get the light fixed and be done with it. But I got fucking pulled over. Anyway. Rage, I pulled some of your stories. You want to present your stories or not? Because I know AA has one.
No, what did Double A want to talk about? Because I know there's something I wanted to talk about that you told me about.
Well, if it's the one I'm talking, well, if it's the one that I told you about, it depends, because I'm about to bring that up after Double A talks about his.
Okay, that's good.
All right, Double A's got a good one.
All right, well, yeah.
He made sure it wasn't from Florida.
Oh, he no, made sure this.
It's not from Florida. Well, Rage, let me ask you something. Are you an ass man?
Yeah.
I mean, like, really? Are you really an ass man, Rage?
You mean like when Dusty Rose?
Do I like the ass?
Yes.
I can't really answer that question.
Why not?
Because I feel like if I choose one, then that means that I don't necessarily like care for the other. I like both.
No.
Well, let me ask you, Double A. Do you mean like how Dusty Rose said, "Kiss my big white ass"?
It's something like that.
Okay.
Do you so you can't tell me if you're an ass man then, Rich?
I really can't. I like both, and I can't really give you an answer. I can't give you an answer to that.
Well, a man in Wisconsin is an ass man. Okay, he's a real ass man because he admitted to having sex with a donkey at his workplace.
With who?
With a donkey. He says his privates were out of control, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the New York Daily News. Gideon Schwarzenruber of Neillsville told police his boss at a barn caught him doing his dirty donkey deed on September 1st, the complaint says. The boss said, "What the effort is going on here?" and then fired Schwarzner, whatever his last name is. He told the cops that he was horny and kind of touching the female donkey when he decided to get behind it and have sex for not more than a minute. He said he had to lure the donkey away from the area in the barn to bring it to a secure location before he could have sex. He said he got crazy and carried away. He said that he feels bad about it and said it was something that he shouldn't have been doing. The donkey, luckily, was not injured. The animal lover was charged with a misdemeanor count of sexual gratification, his first ever criminal offense, records show. He faces up to 9 months in jail if convicted. Schwarzenruber swore he had never done anything like that before with an animal.
What in the fuck is wrong with these people? You know what? I want to know how many
right stories in the ass.
Well, how many? Literally in the ass. He was all up in there. I want to know how many stories we've covered where people have been, and we only cover them all. People have fucked some animals, from dogs to alligators to an ass. To I mean, what is the problem? I don't get it.
Bestiality's at an all-time high, isn't it?
And you know what? That's why I'm surprised the story didn't take place in Philly, since the Pope told all the motherfuckers they going to hell. Ain't that some shit?
The Pope was surly after he had an encounter with Surfer.
That's what did it. He must have had some fucking chicken spread or some shit, because that motherfucker was
that's all he served.
He put all of their asses in hell. And how long did he stay there?
In Philly, 2 days, I think. Mm-mm. 2 days too long.
So he can say he went down to the pit.
Yep.
He said, and you would have thought he went to, well, I guess Bret Hart was almost right. He didn't say, Pope didn't say that about Pittsburgh.
No, he didn't go to Pittsburgh, but I don't know. Maybe one day he'll go to Pittsburgh. Who knows?
He ain't going to no goddamn Pittsburgh.
How do you know? One day he'll go to Pittsburgh.
Who would go to an accessible like Pittsburgh?
Okay, who would go to, you know, they say the same thing about Jersey, right?
Right.
Well, guess what? People actually come to Jersey.
Listen, the day that the Pope goes to listen, I've been alive for 33 years. I've had three popes. I've never heard of the Pope going to New Jersey.
Oh, well, guess what? We don't necessarily care if
the Did he go in his little Michael Jackson Pope Mobile chamber?
Yes, he did. Well, no, the chamber wasn't closed all the way. It was exposed on the sides. Listen, this Pope is very very active. He's very personable.
He's a laid back Pope, and that's why I like him.
But after being in Philly for 2 days for 48 hours, he said he usually and what was funny is that he usually flies Air Italia. He said, "Get me the first flight the hell out of here." He hopped on an American Airlines plane and got the hell out of Philadelphia.
Wow.
He probably finished up with that thing in Philly with a million people, got off the stage, took his hat off, and says, "Give me the first flight the hell out of here."
I want to take a moment to say that, and I'm sorry, I have not been in the chat. I'm half out of it. I'm just now waking up. But I want to shout out to a couple of people who have given us some great stories this week, like out of Herman Jackson, Terrell's Championship Karate. I mean, it's just some great stories. I'm just looking through here, and it's like, let me ask you, who? And this is something that Rage might. I'm pretty sure Double A. Neither one of us have maybe experienced. I know I haven't. I'm just pretty sure Double A has it, but maybe Rage has. So, who is Young Thug, Rage?
A very, very horrible rapper.
Okay, because I heard about this on the radio. For some reason this week, and it just started. It just started yesterday, actually. I started listening to the radio. I don't know why I cut it on. And they mentioned him, but I saw this video last week. And someone in Herman posted it. And they mentioned him again. So Young Thug is... he's into wearing... He said something about on the radio. I heard a story about. He said, I think 90% of his wardrobe is women's clothes. Like, he said that he wears women's jeans because he likes his clothes tight. They have a video that's in the Freaks and Geeks group page of him in Walgreens with some leggings on. So all he has on is a white beater and some leggings.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And I think he got put out. But, I mean, so Rage. Is that I'm not picking with you. I'm asking you this because you're younger than us. Is that like a thing that younger dudes do now?
It's starting to become a thing. I don't like it.
The gender roles, Lee, are starting to reverse.
Yeah, girls.
Most people
in
like
boxers or underwear with dick holes in them.
The rules are really starting to reverse, and like people are starting to blend women's clothing with men's clothing, and
I saw a picture on Instagram like 2 days ago of a woman taking a piss in the men's bathroom in the urinal.
So, wow! And you know what? That story came last week. I think it came like while we were on air, but this went back to last Tuesday. But that shit is. I got another one. Did we talk about this last week or not? About the drunk man who Rage. I can't remember. But they built the road over top of him.
No, we didn't talk about that.
Okay, so this happened in India. A drunk man in India is he dies after the workers built a road over top of him.
How the fuck do you manage to do that?
This happened last Tuesday. A drunk man in India died after construction workers built a road over him. Police said the man was returning home for an evening when he fell in the hole. Construction workers filled the hole with tar and flattened the surface with a heavy roller. Locals spotted his shirt, and he was pulled out of the road dead on Monday. The man was heading to a liquor shop after attending... Well, I guess this story was posted Tuesday. I'm sorry. This must have happened over the weekend. The man was heading to a liquor shop after attending a village fair.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Shit.
That's a bad way to go.
I wonder if he even realized what was happening, if he was that drunk, or... They seem to know all this shit about him, but ain't no motherfuckers know he was in that hole. They knew where he was heading, all this. How the fuck did they know where he was going?
Exactly.
What's the worst way to go?
I talked about this with my friend earlier. I think the worst way to go was drowning.
For me, personally, in my opinion, it would be, like, very, like... you know how they tell these stories about people who they thought were dead, but yeah. they weren't? I mean, to wake up and you're in a coffin and you're underground, mm-hmm. and that moment where it hits the person where it's like, shit, I'm in a coffin and I'm buried, they might have, they're going to think they're buried. That's some shit, because I mean, I wonder if they die from the shock or if they die from, I mean, I don't even know if they really wake up underground, because aren't coffins, most coffins are airtight, right? So they yeah. should already have suffocated, you know, yeah. lost air before they got to that point.
I think the worst, either burned alive,
yeah,
or wood chipper.
How the fuck you get wood chipper, Double A?
How the fuck do you do? What?
I mean, out of you.
A lot of it's all over. There's always a couple of people a year that die in wood chipper accidents.
Okay, I can see that.
They're throwing the branches, you know, or whatever, into the wood chipper, and they get caught up on one of the branches, and the wood chipper just sucks them in.
Damn. More people probably die that way than, because I read somewhere where more people die from vending machines than they do from shark attacks. And I read this story a while ago, like people who they like trying to tilt vending machines to get shit out of it, and it falls on top of them, they die. And yes. I thought it was, when I first read it, I thought it was the funniest thing. And I was like, no, this is real shit. Like, this is, people have died from fucking shaking vending machines yeah. and tilting them, and the shit falls on top of them, and they die. Like, that's a real thing.
There's really bad, awful ways to go. I know that there was one. It was a big story, and it's still, I think it still is, because I think the case is still going on. But there was the one at the Bumblebee tuna factory.
Oh, I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, where the guy got left in the oven by accident.
Oh shit! Yes.
Then there's stuff like that. Here, many years ago, there was a woman that was found dead on the side of the road, missing her arms. And then they found a dead alligator up the road. And when they cut the alligator open, there were the arms.
Ew, that's some... You know what? Since you mentioned stuff like that, for example, seeing that, I'm going to ask you a question. I know Double A knows what this is, Rage. I don't know if you have heard of it. Rage, have you ever heard of Chernobyl?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know about Chernobyl and like all that happened with? Okay, so they have shown video, or not video, but they've shown, I haven't seen video myself. I've seen photos.
I've seen videos, images, everything.
Have you seen some of the shit?
Yeah.
Animals and all the shit that has happened.
Animals, the humans, the disfigurements, all, I've seen it.
All that shit they showed with the Simpsons with the three-eyed fish and shit, all that shit. I mean, people with feet that look like, I mean, it looks like something out of X-Men, out of a comic book, like mutants. It's literally mutated. It's crazy. Craziness, the stuff. That's, ugh. I mean,
deformed heads and enlarged brains. And, ugh.
I mean, any and everything you can think of, it's like, that's some freaky stuff. It was this fight in Walmart where it was these three small bony dudes. Did you see that video?
Yeah.
And they were fighting these big two dudes. It looked like New Day were fighting fucking Big Show and Kane. That's what that video looked like. Because you saw these three dudes. It was one white dude, three, and two, I think, black dudes with locks in their hair. And it just like Kofi. And it just looked like they were. And it was this big white dude and this big black dude. And the two big dudes were fighting the little skinny dudes. Ah, shit. Only in Walmart do you find this shit. Like, and you know, I used to work at Walmart. And I was going to say, when we talk about the vending machines, how I remember I had to take this guy to patient first because he went through. The vending machine took his money, and he was going to. The shit must not have fell all the way out. So he was going to shake that shit. And instead of him just shaking it, he caused himself ramming his shoulder into it, and he went through the glass. So whenever you get injured at Walmart, so they won't have to pay it, they can let you go, they will say you have to go take a drug test.
Oh, jeez.
So it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, you can be in Walmart, a light can fall from the ceiling, hit you in the head, you get injured, take a drug test, you got to piss. You're pissing. Because if you're under the influence, you're gone. So, I had to take dude to patient first, and he didn't want to go, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, you know, if you don't go, you're automatically terminated, blah, blah, blah. So, we go, and then he's debating whether he should stay or not and all this other shit. But anyway, I never understood, like, at Walmart, like, I've never been in a Walmart where there hasn't been, like, trashy people working there, like, the people that... And I was very picky about who I hired when I personally did my own hiring. I just, it's like one of those things where they just will hire any fucking body. Mm-hmm. And if they take the time to interview correctly, they wouldn't have to worry about, you know, there's more theft internally than there is for people coming in and stealing.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, because the store's so big.
Yeah, and motherfucker, and you know what? They could care less. They could give an iota of a fuck that the fact that there's cameras. There are cameras directly over registers, and there are people who you can go back on video and you can watch them stick their hand in their drawer and just stick it right in their pocket. Like, not even try to be sneaky with it. Just, they take it. They take their chances and they fucking take it. And AA, I was thinking about that too. I want to say another way that would be fun, and I hate to bring this up if this is too, you know, but when I saw those videos like 9/11 and stuff, people dropping from buildings, that's
another one.
That's a big one for me. That's hard. That would be a hard one.
Because I mean, you're up, let's say on the 110th floor, and you said, "Well, that's it," and you take a leap. There's like that 20 second free for all that you're like, "Oh shit, what did I do?" Boom. I think, yes. And I think the worst part of is the sound.
That oh, we played one.
Oh my, yeah, we did. That's right, joke. We did.
It sounded like a fucking
like a bomb going off.
Yeah. You know what? I don't see how people can watch. Like when you're watching someone jump, I would have to turn away. And there's some people who they stand there and they watch, because once you see something like that, it's seared into your con, like you'll never get rid of that.
I saw a guy, this is when I was a kid. I was witness because I was there. I think a guy that he was not all there, climbed to the top of a tree, and we're talking the trees like 40 feet up in the air, and he was going to jump, and he kind of was like had to be talked down, like he was going to come down and stuff, but he couldn't. Like now that he was up, he couldn't come back down. It's like a cat. When a cat goes up a tree, or goes up, it's hard for them to come down, unless it's like easy for them to come down. And so the fire department and everything came, and just like how you see on TV, they get out the thing to catch the person, right? They pull the thing out. They said, "Okay, on three, jump." And they count 1, 2, 3, and you start hearing, like the crashing of the branches, and then, pow! Mm. He hit the sidewalk right next to where they were standing with the net. Mm-mm. Blood everywhere. I said that was like 9 years old when I saw that.
Yeah, so you'll never forget it.
Never forget it.
Whoa, so wait a minute, it's picking up real quick. Oh, there he is. Matt E. Echelon is here. So we get ready to that other poser, Matt E. Legend. We got Echelon here. And look who... Rage.
What?
Look who we got in the chat room. One of your favorites.
Who?
Anthony.
Oh, well.
You're not going to say hi? He said hi, Rage. He said, "Sup, what's," he said, "Sup, Lee? What's up, Rage?" He came in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
You're right, Echelon. I'm being a Nurgle. I'm working on it. Been here for 4 hours. I'm sorry. Well, what up, Big Tone? Me and Big Tone, we always been cool. But Rage, for some reason, you want to... I heard you call Surf a Fun Show, and he kind of called a truce, and you were talking shit on there.
He called for a truce? Did he really?
He said it at the beginning. He was like, can we have a truce for the show? And you were like,
I'll call a truce. Let's call a truce next week. How about that? I'll think about it.
fuck you gonna call his show? And then, anyway, did you see the video of this dumb motherfucker who's pumping gas and tried to use a lighter to scare his spider?
Try to kill a spider. It was so
the fucking lighter at a gas station, and the shit. The shit went up in the flames. What a dumb fuck!
That is the stupidest thing.
Who the fuck a lighter
at a gas station? Kill a fucking spider.
Dumbass.
Your foot isn't enough.
Michigan.
Oh well.
Fuck. I ain't saying no shit. That's some stupid shit right there. That's some dumb shit.
Did you see the video that I sent to you? That I shared to you?
Which one?
It's in the group page. It was a video of a dad had his kid's Xbox in the
belt. I sent AA the link probably about 15 minutes ago because the audio of that was fucking fun. Like, if you heard the little boy crying in the back when he ran over his shit. He ran over his shit. You're
A friend had told me about it. And I watched it. I was like, oh, this is
so funny. Since we on this, I want y'all opinions on both of y'all. I want your opinions from both of y'all about how y'all feel about, and I know, Rage, I asked you this one before, and the conversation was real short, and you gave your opinion, that was it. But, like, these shaming videos, well, they call them shaming videos, but these videos that parents do for their children, do you think if they're going to do it, should they just do it? Should they be posting this? What's the point of posting them? Because there were stories where I think we covered with one girl, her father cut her hair, I think because of her grades or something, and she ended up killing herself. She was like, what, 12, 13 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to this, what's your opinion on that? Do you think it's going too far, or do you got to teach these children a lesson, or what?
Yeah, I talked about this earlier. Like, I feel like it depends on the circumstance. I see videos of mothers like beating their daughters' asses because they're being what's known in the street as thoughts. So,
you saw that one where the girl was, where that woman went out there and found her and she was like banging upside the head and shit.
Yeah, I saw it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, CPS is coming after their ass.
No,
there was a couple of good videos like that this week.
I feel like it depends on the circumstance, but the main thing for me is, like, if you want to discipline someone, keep it in house. Don't broadcast it for the world, because, like you said, it can only end one of two ways. It could either end up teaching the kid something, or you go overboard and now the kid is like killing themselves. So
yeah, but what on the flip side, what about there's another video there about the bully who beat the hell out of the kid for beating up a blind kid.
You see that shit? He came out of nowhere.
And decked his ass, busted him open and everything. Oh my,
AA, did you see? He came the fuck out of nowhere. He came out of nowhere.
I mean, assholes like that.
The bully beat up a kid because the kid beat up a blind kid.
Right. He came in, he decked his ass. Just one fell swoop.
Well, I'm against bullying, but in that case, in this situation, kudos to you, sir.
Okay, but the thing is, it's been posted online. The kid's been shamed for his behavior.
Well, I mean, I think
with that one, that's with that one though. That's
it's justice.
That's something that happened at a school. I'm wondering with this one I'm talking about, like, you got adults, parents now, because now your parenting is in question when you do. Like, and like I said, I think there's some stuff. Like, I know when it first, the one of the first ones I ever saw was a dude who, this was years ago, he had put, and this guy's dead now, he was on Facebook and he was flashing all this money, and I think his uncle was who he was living with, made him get on Facebook and make a video, and his uncle was whipping his ass and was like, that's not who you are. You know, that's not your life. You sitting up here, acting a certain way. He beat his ass down. And I don't like. Rage has heard me. Rage has been on the phone when I discipline my children, and I never disrespect them. I don't use mm-hmm. the way I talk. I don't use profanity around my children. But I don't play. I don't play either. I do not play. Like, and I just think that, you know, that's for me personally. In a situation like that, it's like, you know, that's in our house. That's our business. Now, that video Double A was talking about, I mean, he was fucking doing that shit in the open. He was fucking with that boy in the open. You know what I'm saying? And now he got his ass beat in the open. I mean, there's another video that somebody posted where they posted it today in Freaks and Geeks. And it was this dude who was, I guess they were like in tech ed class
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
And the guys follow him, and he told him numerous. He said the guy was walking away. He walked away. He continued to walk away. He warned him, and then next thing you know, it was like when Kane came out that fucking ambulance. He went the fuck off.
He Ronda Rousey. No, he fucking he GSP'd his ass. Like he just straight knocked him the fuck out.
And did the guy learn his lesson?
No. And then he gets back up and then dude slams him to the floor, continuously punches him, and then dude stands over him. Like, it's like I'm telling you, it's like you fuck with the wrong one, then you're gonna get it.
I don't know, but the one with the Xbox, he got in trouble for stealing. But the thing is, if you listen to that story, it was messed up because the father said that him and other children set the boy up. So they set something out for him to steal. And then he destroys Xbox over it. So,
I got his Xbox. Which one would you like? You want an asshole? Or you want me to keep his Xbox? The nigga was stealing, and we set him up. Me and all the kids set him up. We called him. Put an hour later in the newspapers. 5 minutes after we just got to talk to him about stealing. So then he goes. He takes the newspapers out like an asshole. He also took the candy as well. Now, what do you want? You want the asshole? Or you want the asshole? You don't want the asshole. Hold on just 1 second, big dog. Hold on just 1 second. Just pause right here. Back up, wait. Y'all back up, right? Now, what do you... Come here. Come here. Get your ass over here. Goddamn thieving ass motherfucker. Keep on crying, all that black on. Now, what do you want? Do you want this Xbox or you want this asshole? Which one you want? You want to keep the Xbox? That's the good answer. I'm going to give you the Xbox, right?
Oh, shit.
Bye.
You
going to
give
him it broken.
Back up, Tracy.
You're going to give him it
broken. Oh! Hey! How I get down. He
wanted the Xbox, because that's easy. That was awesome!
Stop, Janaya.
You don't stop?
No!
I'm still on.
You still alive?
You still alive. Hey, you see that? You wanted the Xbox more than you wanted the asshole. I want you to quit fucking lying to me and steal. I ain't gonna beat your ass. I ain't going to jail, but I can tear your shit up. Hey, you get back? Back on my place, say, fuck what you This has been another motherfucking broadcast brought to you by your boy Shobo. Everybody gonna say I'm mean as fuck, but look, I can't go to jail for tearing up some shit I bought.
Oh my god.
Now I want to say this. There was a video, and I can't remember when it was posted, and we did not talk about it, where there was a dude who was stealing in his neighborhood. And he was stealing from this dude, and the dude taped him and his homeboys. He took his belt off, and they taped him whipping his ass. And he said, "Now I'm gonna take you back to your mother, and you're gonna tell her what you did." stealing from me. And it was like outrage in the comments. People was like, yo, you can't go putting your hands on that person's child. But you know what? Back in the day, that used to happen. The whole village back then, it evolved from the neighbors whipping your ass to the neighbor saying, when your father get home, I'm going to tell him. Yeah. To eventually parents saying, you better say shit to my children. You did. Yeah, now you can't say nothing to a child. They ain't yours.
James beat the hell out of that kid who kept stealing Michael's lunch money.
Oh, James would beat another child, quick. Wasn't that the episode when he was helping him tutor? That was the same one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And took him in the room?
Took him in the room.
And the crazy part was, if you walked in the middle of the episode, it looked kind of weird, because when they cut from Florida and JJ and Michael and all them talking, and they cut back in, you see the dude rubbing his ass and James putting his belt back, buttoning his pants back up.
Yeah.
I'm like, somebody didn't think this through before they put it together. Which reminds me, speaking of butt fucking, you know, from Who's the Boss told Oprah he got HIV. He's been HIV since 2003.
Jonathan Pinatoro, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I ain't gonna lie. You could always, you could always tell. I mean, I'm not talking about him with AIDS or anything, but.
Yeah. You knew on that show that he was fabulous.
I mean, even when he was, like, little,
you knew. He hung out a little bit too much with Angela.
Yeah, they just showed a picture with her and him, and she looks the same.
Who, Judith Light?
Yeah. From the picture I saw. Now, you know, you can pull up another picture and she might look like...
I'm sure everybody from that show still looks the same. Tony Danza probably hasn't aged. Alyssa Milano.
Don't beat me up for this. But on the show, what was Tony Danza's name?
Tony Maselli.
Okay. Why was he Tony on every fucking show he played in?
I don't know.
Wasn't he Tony in Taxi too?
Yeah.
It was like, you know what I used to think? I used to think that he couldn't remember his, like, he would only probably, one of those actors that only responded to his name and shit. Like, he didn't do well with having another name. I don't know, but he was Tony in everything. Or maybe he just looked like a Tony. I don't know. But, so there's a couple other stories I got. And the one big one, Rage knows what that one is. But, a couple of Rage had given me. Rage, I don't know if you want to talk about this one before we go on break. Well, we might as well cover two of them before we talk about the last one. Mm-hmm. You gave one about a Houston woman. She became the first person convicted under anti-animal crush porn law.
Yeah.
Did you actually read that article?
Yeah, I did, and it was sick.
So what's the deal with it? Because I didn't get a chance to read that. I saw you.
Basically, this woman has basically a sexual fetish where she's basically killing animals, where she's crushing animals. And she finally went to jail for it.
Shit, this is a long-ass article. You want me to read some of it, or you want me to send it to you?
I'm gonna try and pull it up before basically explain what she did.
Well, here, can you see in Skype or no?
Yeah, I can see in Skype. All
right, so you ain't got to look for it. There it is.
All right.
I didn't know that's what it was.
It was just...
And while you're looking at let's kill two birds with one stone. So you also sent me the story about a Nike employee who was stole $10,000 worth of merchandise by stuffing it down his pants. What's he stealing?
Shoes.
How the fuck did you get shoes that $10,000 worth?
Yeah, shoes, fucking shoes. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I don't wear Nikes.
This don't have nothing to do with the brand. This story is about a thief, Rage.
Shoes smell like ball sweat.
Oh
It says that a Memphis, a Memphis man has been arrested for stealing close to $10,000 in Nike sneakers. Memphis, WREG News Channel 3 reports 20-year-old Markel Fawcett, a former Nike store employee, was arrested after Nike's asset protection investigator contacted local authorities to inform them that Fawcett confessed to the crime. Fawcett told the investigator that he began stealing from the shop as soon as he started working there in February 2015. Damn. That was his intention. Until his termination in June 2015. His method of stealing involved stuffing sneakers down his pants one at a time, then drop them off in his car. Fawcett, they messed this article up. He did three times a day during his employment, and Nike estimates it lost 205 pairs of sneakers valued at $9,225. I don't know if he kept them or sold them. Fawcett is scheduled to appear back in court on... Oh, this says today.
He kept half of the shit and sold half of it.
Story was from 6 days ago.
He kept about two or three pairs and sold the rest.
No, well, these days, dudes have a collection of shoes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could have kept all of them.
So, on Tuesday, Ashley Nicole Richards, age 24, pleaded guilty in federal court to four counts of producing and one count of distributing obscene videos. The videos in question were crush videos, which the Houston woman would don a Mardi Gras-style mask, torture animals, and utter phrases intended to arouse the viewers. Hold on a second. I'm gonna look for the rest of it. The videos that now this is where it gets a little. If you have a weak stomach, pause this because you probably don't want to hear this. The videos feature animals such as dogs, cats, and birds getting killed. Are what's known as hard crush. Then there's soft crush, which features such objects like balloons, toys, or food. At its most extreme, soft crush videos will show animals that people don't find particularly cute or cuddly, like bugs or crawdads. Regardless of the subject of destruction, Justin LaMiller of Ball State University says, "We don't just know all that much about the human desire and the willing to watch things getting squashed."
Wait, real quick. You don't plan on reading that whole fucking article, do you?
No.
Okay, because this is like about 15 more paragraphs. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no. Hold on.
So why would I get offense because she mentioned cats?
That's one. But I'm just reporting on this. It's just, this is sick. Oh, there's something else that I wanted to talk about. One more thing. Gotta find it.
And you see her picture? She don't give a damn about.
Of course she don't.
She looked like she wanted them, she's like she one of those black emo girls. Like somebody you would hang out with.
No, she's not.
She look like.
No, she don't.
Yeah, she does.
She don't.
She looks like If I show Double A a picture of this girl, she's like she would be on your friends list.
Go ahead, show them.
It's in Skype. If Double A, if you click on there and you see a picture of this girl, she looks like she would be in Rage's friends list. It says Facebook groups capture the deprived enjoyment some people get out of the clips. On the page of one woman who calls herself dressed to kill babe, the moderator makes a point of saying hers is not the crush video page. And this is bullshit. Okay, I can't.
All right.
I think Double A took a break. Double A.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool. You Rage.
Yeah.
You want to take a break and come back?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's take a break so I can go wet my whistle, baby. And then we'll be back. Yeah.
2 of Freaks and Evan Geeks. And now back to Lee Champion.
Dude is so annoying.
Yeah, he really is. He really, really, really is.
It was your idea to use him. Shit.
No, it wasn't.
I'll delete the program. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 32 of Freaks and Evan Geeks. It is 12:38, and this is our last story, Rage?
This the one that I just pulled up, yeah.
Is we talking about the same one?
What is it?
About the guy with the gun?
No, but yeah, we can report on that. Oh, too. Go ahead.
No, I'll do this one last because I'm pretty sure that the one you got ain't trumping this one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, you want to hear about probably the worst of the worst. Man sentenced to 366 years in prison for most bizarre child sex case. Comes from Victorville, California. A California man sentenced Tuesday to more than 366 years in state prison after being convicted on 29 counts in what the prosecutor said was the most bizarre sexual conduct case she's ever seen. According to Los Angeles Times, 32-year-old Luis Gilbert Sanchez was sentenced after he was found guilty of sexually assaulting a young girl for 2 years, starting when she was just only 6 years old. Lead Deputy District Attorney prosecuted the case that Sanchez admitted to the investigators that he documented the abuse in photographs and videos. It was reported that the district attorney said that he also told them he liked messy sex. Wow. Sanchez was convicted August
5th. Wait a minute, he said what?
He told them that he liked messy sex. I've done a lot of terrible cases. This was one of the worst I've prosecuted, she said in an interview with the Los Angeles Times. You cannot articulate what was seen in this case. Sanchez was convicted August 24th on 20 counts of oral copulation with a child 10 years old of age or younger. One count of sodomy.
All right, that's enough. I
know, yeah. It's a lot and it's terrible, but you get the gist of it. It's horrible.
You see, horrible. It's moments like that you know, a wood chipper should be used in a state prison.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're like,
okay, well, 326 years.
366.
Okay, you're not getting out anytime soon. So why? So let's just take you to either the gas chamber or whatever, or the wood chipper or whatever.
I really didn't even know that could like happen. Like they can sentence someone to that like that.
Oh,
long.
Sure. There was one recently that got sentenced to 1,000 years.
Damn.
Because the thing is, you get charged based on how many counts it is. So let's say you get the maximum charge is 25 years, but you have 10 counts. Well, 10 times 25 is what, Rage?
10 times what, you said?
10 times 25.
10 times 25 would be...
Come on, Rage, just add a zero.
Look, 250?
Yes, there you go, Rage.
I don't claim to be good at math. 10 times 25.
Oh my god,
and I am 250. 10 times 25, 250.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So you have to add for every count you're charged. You have to, you know, they charge. You know, that's a separate offense. They're not going to, you know, you go, you murder 100 people. They're not going to just, you know, charge you for just one. No, they charge you for each individual murder.
Yeah, I got you.
That's why you hear when they go in a court case when they're reading the verdict on count one, da da da, on count two, da da da, on count three, da da da. By the way, Rager, I've been meaning to ask you, do you like onions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
No, I was just curious.
Oh, never mind. I know where that came from. Okay.
Oh, God. Cinnamon bun flavored Oreos.
Oh, where the fuck is that at? I need to
eat. I just read it. I didn't look at it.
I'd be okay with that. There's been some worse ones.
Oh, yeah. They had cotton candy.
Cotton candy, watermelon.
Yeah, oh, shit. Did you see the fried chicken ones?
No.
Ew.
I'm joking.
That's going to be next. You see.
I wouldn't be surprised. So, real quick, I just saw this. I always check the trend in it. Well, I haven't faithfully, but before we leave, I try to. A fan kisses and gropes singer Katy Perry on stage during a concert.
He's got some balls.
He grabs her breast and kisses her on stage. Says she looks stunned.
I mean, hey.
No, it's not a he that did it. It's a girl that did it. It's like,
hey.
If it was a guy, though, do you think it would have been handled the way it was handled? So she handled it like a pro. If it was a guy, they would have took him out. Like,
oh, yeah.
I wanted to mention this, too. So I saw a video where there's not just on WWE. It's an indie show that a fan got up out his chair. Ray, you ever been to an indie wrestling show?
Nah, I really want to, but I haven't really been. If ROH counts as that, then no, I haven't.
Last ROH show I went to, they patted you down. But we were at ECW ring 2300. But maybe it was just because we were there. Because the other ones I went to, they didn't. Well, the WWE one I didn't. But anyway, this one, most of the time, it's a very intimate setting. So it's like you can be really... I mean, you see it. You see NXT, same thing.
Yeah.
You can be real close. There aren't... Well, I don't know why if NXT has it. They might have changed it. But they don't necessarily have... They don't have security, like, right there in front of you, watching you watch the show. In WWE, when you're in the front row and you're close by, like, they have security spaced out watching you watch the show. I mean, they can't obviously get to some people like we've seen and they jump in. But this particular one, and I wish I had saved a video, this guy took his time, climbed over the guardrail, climbed into the ring, and gave one of those... He didn't give a Dusty Rhodes... By the way, I love Dusty Rhodes elbow drops because he used to jump his big ass up in the air. That shit looks so awesome.
Yep.
Oh, that shit looks so awesome. That Dusty Rhodes elbow... Shit, that shit was fucking awesome. Anyway, he went to go do one of those elbow drops and... I mean, he could have killed that guy. By the time they got in the ring, got him out. And when you go to them shows, a lot of times people don't know, because sometimes if it's a washed up wrestler that they haven't seen in a while, then you don't know. I mean, you'll look and be like, is that, that is Snitsky. Okay, where's he been? But anyway, it's cruddy with these people jumping in the fucking ring. I don't know what's wrong with people. I don't know what's wrong with people, and it's been happening a lot. I don't know what the hell
especially
is wrong.
Especially now that they gave the green light for the superstars and their security to beat the fuck out of them.
Well, I read that at some of these latest shows that they've been having security walk the people down to the ring and walk them back. Mm-hmm. But it's still not safe, though. I mean, come on now. I mean, what if these people have a wet? All it would take is for somebody to get hurt.
You know what it is, Lee? That in the event of everything that's been going on in the world as of late, I think it's just them being precautious. But then again, you could say the same. Well, 30, 40 years ago, they weren't cautious. I mean, we've heard stories. Any old school wrestler, you don't hear about it today because it just doesn't happen. But if you're an old school wrestler, the Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flairs, Roddy Pipers, and the... Almost all of them have stories where they've been stabbed.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper has a story of he was in Charlotte or something like that, and he was in the ring. The fan was giving him a hard time, and he told the fan to get in the ring. The fan got in the ring, and he stabbed Roddy. They did that in the old days. Freddie Blassie, he bought a brand new Cadillac, and the fans found the Cadillac in the parking lot and set it on fire.
But one of the most awkward ones to me, and I mentioned it before, was that one with Raven. I mean, he's in the ring cutting this promo, and he's in his gimmick, like he's in it. And the fan yanks him out the ring. I mean, that dude could have, if he had a knife, he could have slid his throat.
Yeah.
And Raven just gets right back in the ring and finishes cutting. He gets back in the ring. Then he sit back down, and he sat right back down in the corner and finish cutting his if I remember correctly.
And,
I mean, how dangerous could that have been? I mean, I think what pisses me off, I think a lot of these people dropped the ball because the first time it happened, they should have said that the security of our talent is paramount. Like, it needs to happen. And the fact that it had to take all these different instances for it to happen for them to say, okay, maybe we need to look into this. I mean, and also, since you want to mention that too, AA, is look at the reactions now that the wrestlers have and the referees have when someone comes in the ring. They don't jump on the people anymore. They let security do it.
Because everybody's trigger happy and Sue happy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, these wrestlers just back up now. They don't touch them. Versus, you know, back in the day, you got in the ring, you got your ass beat.
But you know what I would do in that instance, Lee? In towns where the crowds are a little bit rowdier, have extra security. For example, you said the thing with Raven. Okay, that was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The Roman Reigns situation back in January, that was in Philly. All the things,
trying to say the Pope was right?
Well, yeah, look at all the past. How many videos do we have of from ECW where the fans in Philly are unruly? There's the infamous video of them throwing the chairs in the ring. That happened in Philly. If you watch Beyond the Mat, the guy that made the movie, Barry Bluestein or whatever his name is, he says of all the wrestling shows he's ever been to, he's never been more scared than when he was at a DCW show.
Wow.
I mean, maybe that's why Surfer doesn't go anymore. I don't know.
Surfer doesn't go because he can't get in for free.
That's true. That's true. But I mean,
that's
look at how unruly the fans of Philadelphia can be. Chicago being another town, but though they're not as violent as the ones in Philly. Maybe in those cities they should have extra security. But in the smaller markets, like if they go to Biloxi, I don't think there's going to be a problem. It's unlikely that something's going to happen.
And you know what? I wonder too. I wonder if they patted us down because they had the Japanese talent there. That's the reason why they did it.
Maybe.
I've been to plenty of ROH shows, plenty, and that was the only time I ever got patted down. And they did a thorough. The lady did a thorough because she was like, "Can I?" I'm like, "Oh, please, be my guest." She's like, "Okay." So I just, but yeah, I agree with you, AA. I mean, and it's not just safety for the fans, safety for everybody else because they serve alcohol at these places.
Yep.
And these people, when they get drunk.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, so I mean, it's for the safety of everybody to do that. I mean, they got to make sure. You would just hope that. Like I said, I was really legitimately shocked because I had not went to a WWE event since the 90s. And when I went to this one, I think it was last year or a few years ago? I think it was earlier last year or something like that. I was surprised that they took out tour the stubs and we went in there. I mean, the tickets, that was it. They did not wand us. They did nothing. And for us to be that close, I mean, when you walk in, I literally could have put my hand on Booker T, and I think Dolph Ziggler at the time, whatever, who was in that little... I could have put my hand on their shoulder. That's how close we were to them. And I guess they assumed that nobody's going to do anything. And I mean, that's stupid. Anyway. All right, everybody, we got one more story, and then we're going to hit the road. Here we go. A white man accidentally shoots himself in the penis. And he blames it on a black guy. Oh my god. Look. According to the Argus Leader, a South Dakota man was placed in custody after telling authorities he was shot in the penis by a black guy when he actually shot himself while attempting to purchase the gun illegally. On September 6th, Donald Anthony Watson was taken to the emergency room for a gunshot wound to his penis and told local law enforcement that he had been shot during a botched robbery. Watson originally said he was shot by a black guy who tried to rob him while he was taking out the trash at his apartment. However, when pressed by investigators, he admitted he was looking at a handgun he was thinking about buying and had placed it in his pocket where it went off. Unfortunately, the bullet hit his genitals.
I need a cock.
Locked, cocked, and ready to ride. Watson, who is also
it
a convicted would not tell police where the gun disappeared and has now been charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a firearm by a drug offender, and two counts of false reports to law enforcement. And I think that's it for that.
Blame the black man for everything, right? You lose your watch, hey, the black man took it.
It still wasn't as bad as the lady who... The worst one I heard, because I don't know how far he went with this story. The worst one I heard was, I don't know if you remember this story or not. Years ago, it was a lady who did not want to get married. So, this lady, I wish I could find this story. This happened years ago. This lady did not want to get married, so she disappeared. And when they had this whole hunt to find this lady, like, you know how they searched the woods and all this shit? They had her picture hanging up and everything.
Yeah.
When they finally got this lady, she said that there was two black guys that had abducted her and kidnapped her. They did sketches, so they out looking for these dudes. And come to find out, this bitch ran because she didn't want to get married.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that, Double A?
Yes, I do.
She made up that whole fucking story, created these sketches and everything. These dudes was on the news. These fake dudes on the news. Every day, you see these people for these heinous crimes for me. And there wasn't even real people when she made that shit up because she didn't want to get married. And then this dude, he didn't say any guy. He could have just said some dude robbed me.
He could have said a black guy.
He made it clear it was a black guy who did it. This is the shit. Where he from? South Dakota?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Now the crazy
part, one black guy that's from South Dakota.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe that's where he messed up at. Because I don't know. But see, I don't know. We got any listeners in South Dakota? How many black people were in South Dakota? I mean, it's certain places where you wouldn't expect black people to be because of, like, climate or whatever. But then, I guess because of military and because people, I mean, people just, you know, there's a huge black presence in Alaska, right? You know that, Rage, in Anchorage?
I didn't know that, but yeah.
Yeah, in Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah, there's
All right, I've got your answer with South Dakota.
You got demographics? What's up?
Yes. As of 2010, so this is the last census, 84.7% of the population in South Dakota is white. Only 1.2% is black.
Oh. Barely any.
So you know that you went to those, that 1% black people. The 1% they went to. And he said it was a black guy, so we don't know how, you know. So that's why he messed up.
And it's actually increased. Would have
been better off saying they were Native American.
Well, you know what? That's 8.5% of the population.
Wow.
And it actually, you know, the population, the African American population has increased over the last 20 years. Because before, in 1990, it was only 0.5%. So.
See?
Blame the black guy.
He went out of his way to say a black guy. He would have been better off just saying a guy. Or saying it was... He would have better off saying it was a white guy.
Yeah, just another guy.
And he probably would have got away with it. Unless there was some other evidence and his story didn't add up, he probably would have got away with it. But when he said black guy, they probably like, no, this dude, he trained. Ain't no niggas around here. He something don't add up. something doesn't add up. And if he said Chief Sitting Bull or some shit like that, then they probably be like, okay.
But he Chief Sitting Bull?
If he said some shit like that, it reminds me of
Could you come up with any more of a stereotypical name?
Okay, Chief Lackawanna. Is that better?
Chief Sitting Bull.
How about Chief Yakona? Is that better? For now. Anyway, so,
oh, God.
So when he set up there and he said that shit, that's when he fucked up. And it reminds me of, you know what it reminds me of, right? Mr. Society. I can see them now talking to him and historian add up. You know you fucked up, don't you? You know that, don't you? You know you fucked up, don't you? You know that, don't you? First, you said you bought the beer at 12 o'clock. And then you said 1 o'clock. You know you fucked up, don't you? You know you just fucked up. I want to know. You know what? Let me look. I
want to see the garage.
Can we get the demographics for Anchorage? I want to know how many black folks in Anchorage.
So you pulled into the garage.
Pulled into
the house.
And you can tell he was fucking lying. You know what? We gotta send me a message, Rage. You gotta get that clip for next week.
Alright.
You know you fucking don't you? You know that, don't you? And one more thing I wanna say. When I was looking up Alaska one time, some shit in Alaska, I was curious. This dude had posted a video. It was like 11:30 at night. And it looked like it was 3 p.m.
Oh, God.
It was broad daylight outside. It was fucking broad daylight because, you know, during certain times of the year, you know, they don't get, you know what I'm saying? And the fucking eagles out. Eagles was out, like, just a ton of bald eagles out and shit. Eating fish.
In Alaska, because we don't have the breakdown of just Anchorage. I'm going to see if I can find for Anchorage. But in Alaska, 66.7 white, 3.3% black.
Whoa.
Three. Wow. There's gotta be. Did I see a video or something? I saw some shit with a bunch of black folks in Anchorage.
The only black person I know of is that black anchor lady that quit on the job. She said she was opening up a weed dispensary.
Yeah, was that in Alaska?
Yeah, it was Alaska.
And she showed her ass out there with all them white folks?
Yep.
Shit, I hope that job was secure.
It was her own one. It was her own weed dispensary. She opened it.
Let me see something. Shit, why the fuck isn't YouTube working? I want to see if there was a video. I thought I saw. Let me see. Anchorage. Oh, why I put Anchorage, Alaska? The third thing that popped up was. I put Anchorage, and it says Anchorage, Alaska was one. This is YouTube. The second thing was Anchorage, Michelle Shocked. I don't know who that is. I guess that's the lady you were talking about. And the third says Anchorage, Alaska Ghetto.
5.6% is black in Anchorage. There you go.
How much double A?
5.6.
Five 5% black folks out in Anchorage.
And there's more Latinos, Hispanics, however you want to phrase it. In Anchorage. That was 7.6. So.
Yeah. I'm glad my Skype started fucking up towards the end of the call. Because I can't hear shit y'all saying. It just started fucking up. Skype. I think, hey, I'm going to have to write a fucking letter.
You see the problem that I have?
I'm going to have to write a letter. Fuck y'all little survey. Y'all have it in the calls with the little stars. Put it, I'm going to write a fucking letter.
You're gonna have to put pen
on
to paper.
Letterhead. I need to get with AA to see if I have permission to write on Rant EM Letterhead.
Because
you know what? They're going to keep fucking around with me. Because see, they don't want AA to get mad. Because see, Rage, you haven't been around to hear AA get mad. And he's done it the blog.
I've been around. I've seen AA at its most angriest, mostly because I pissed him off.
Have you heard him go off on Blog Talk?
No, he hasn't.
No, I need to hear you go off on Blog Talk.
When he called Blog Talk Nazis? Was it Nazis he called Blog Talk Nazis?
Where is this at? I need
some Blog Talk. You have to go look for it. It's there. It's on iTunes. I call them Nazis. And actually, I made a... had a faux pas on the air one day that I called into another show live on the air. Unbeknownst to me, the assistant to the president of Blog Talk Radio was on the line at the same time. And I got on there and I said, you know, Blog Talk Radio is run by a bunch of Nazis. So she began to tell me that the president of BTR was Jewish and all this stuff. And yeah. That was the beginning of the end of our time.
And what, you went on the apology tour?
No. I just said, yeah, you know, can you give me 3 hours to do during WrestleMania? That's all I asked. Good old days.
Well, you know what? I can barely hear y'all because this call is so fucked.
Why don't you hang up and just call back in real quick?
I'll just hang up and call right back.
All right. While he does that, you know, why don't you run down the lineup?
I don't like the way you said that, but okay.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, this is Rant Entertainment Media. We got a lot of good programming coming up this weekend.
Okay. You can continue.
Okay, so our week of programming continues on Thursday with Rant and Wrestling. Double A.
Yeah, I'm here.
Lee?
Lee's not here. He's having technical problems. Run down the damn schedule.
Okay, wait. No, because I think I got... How the fuck is this going on? Okay, so...
Who is he calling?
No. Here's the thing. Lee's on one end. Double A, I can hear you, but I hear both of you. But you're on separate ends.
Well, then, how about I hang up on both of you? Here, I'll correct this. I'll correct this, guys. Because, you know... Where are now?
Both of you.
Hello.
Now, is it sound fine?
It sounds better than it did before.
Alright.
Yeah, it sounds a little better, but I'm still writing my fucking letter. Fuck you. Dear, fuck you all. I'm going to do it in my Christian Slater from Heather's voice. Reed, you still didn't watch Heather's, did you?
I got a ton of shit to watch.
Fuck you. Go ahead and plug
Jesus,
now Reed, plug the shows because I can't hear shit you saying.
So, as I was saying, our programming
Thursday. That's not going to work. That's not going to work, Rage.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Alright, well, I'm going to fix this. Hold on. I'm going to fix this because apparently they're having some technical problems, these two. So, give us a second here while I correct the issue.
Hello?
Alright, now can you hear me?
I can hear you look good.
Now, maybe we should just leave him off.
Yeah, because I can hear you good.
Yeah, maybe we'll just pretend that... let's see how long it takes for him to catch on.
He's probably still over there plugging.
Let him plug.
And now, who can they hear?
Oh, they can hear us.
Oh, shit.
We're live on the air. We're still live. We're still taping. You know?
And he's probably over there plugging.
He's probably over there plugging, sure.
Oh, that's right, because... You know why? Because we're on hold.
Oh, you put the... Well, you know.
I'm going to hang up. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
Yeah, let me hang out with him.
Well.
Yeah, he's done.
Stupid ass. Anyways, how about that video? One thing. How about that video of that girl that put her legs behind her head?
Did you see that? Oh, and she was like rubbing her. Oh my. Her like. Oh my gosh. You know how many times I watched that thing? Oh my god. All she needed was some hot oil. And then she had a shirt that said, what did her shirt say? The struggle is real.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. If you have not seen this video.
Yeah, you need to go. It's on the group page for Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Yes, make sure you invest in the lady that can do that.
At least she can reach everywhere. Never got to worry about it.
That's crazy. I wonder. Yeah, but it's been a video with these ladies that have been
very flexible.
Yeah, doing some of that stuff with the legs behind the head and. Wait a minute.
Is he calling back in?
No. So William said he's going. William, are you writing a letter to? You writing a letter to Skype, William? William said he's about to get started writing a letter.
Yeah, write a letter. Put it on that Sprint stationery.
We need to write a letter because this is the second week in a row.
Yeah.
And hold up. He said he write one to the Chicago Bulls. William's writing a letter to the Chicago Bulls. Why?
Maybe because this is bullshit.
Because hopefully guys like RG3 of the NBA. Oh, because they got the same turn. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. You know what? They're,
he's talking sports.
Yeah. No.
All right. So let's do this. He hasn't tried calling back in or anything?
No, he hasn't tried to call me.
All right. We're going to do this real quick. I'll run down the schedule.
Cool. That works perfect.
Thursday. Rant and Wrestling, brand new episode at 9 p.m. Then on Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. with Phil and Dave. They're going to be talking about Monday Nitro from October 1995 leading up to Halloween Havoc at the end of the month. Then on Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan at 11 p.m. Sunday, the What Are You Reading comic book show with Jordan Cobb and Surfer. That'll be at 5 p.m. Then next Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the UK. It's The Rant with myself and Tony C. And then this program, Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee and Rage. That'll be live at 11 p.m. But don't forget, coming up next Wednesday, October the 7th, will be the Rant EM Radio debut of Talk Brunch, hosted by Rick Dara and, of course, Mech Wrestling. The next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be on Sunday, October the 25th. For Hell in a Cell, you know, I'm sure they're going to talk about Bound for Glory on Sunday. Follow all the shows on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. Download everything on iTunes. Leave your comments and feedback. Go to rantamradio.com for your one-stop shop. Be a part of the chat room and all that fun stuff. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to call Rage and end the show. Lee?
Yeah, as soon as he gets on his fucking end, it.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. All right, here we go. Rage?
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened is right. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Fuck! Oh! What the hell? I didn't even fall! Don't! Oh!
What happened, Rage?
I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, why didn't you call back? We didn't hear anything from you.
I thought you were going to call back. I'm just sitting here waiting.
We did, and you didn't pick up,
No, this,
you like five times, Rage.
I did not get a call from you. I didn't get a call from you until just now.
We called you like five times, yo. We thought like
I did not get a call.
I hate to abandon the show and shit. Jeez. I thought maybe you had your dick in your hand again.
No, fuckface. I was sitting in front of my damn laptop, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're going to call back, and then you finally called back. I didn't get a call from y'all until just now.
I'm showing everything, man. We trying to reach you all the time. I'm trying to reach you.
Jeez, I had to do your job. I had to do the plugs. Finally, the plugs were done right on this show, but
see?
Jeez.
Come on, Rage.
Come on, Rage my ass. This, you know what?
Why did you call back? I called you and then I had you on.
Fuck, I did not get a call from you. Damn.
Said, you chocolate covered idiot.
Bitch, I didn't get a call from you. I didn't get a call from either one of you. Damn.
You didn't answer your phone.
I didn't get a call from you.
Shit probably cut off.
It ain't off. It's on, asshole. I don't see any missed calls. I don't see nothing.
It's that Metro PCS. We called you.
What the fuck you? Well, guess what? I ain't get a call. Would you like to see my missed calls? Because yep. I ain't get a call from either one of you.
Want
to
see them. give them to me.
Hold on.
Because you talk some mighty dog shit. And the thing, the fact of the matter is that we called you and you didn't answer. 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
I want you to look at this.
And then Double A said, let's call him. Let's try one more time, Lee.
Yeah.
See these missed calls? You see?
I don't see anything.
Oh, look at that. He's opening up the video feed. Look at that. Get your fat ass on the camera.
I don't see. Yo, I see dirty. Fuck. I see dirty fingernails is what I see.
I see dirty fingernails.
You know what? I'm going to sleep. Good night.
That bitch hung up.
We hung up. I guess now we can end the show.
We can end the show now. Because see, everyone, you see what Rage does when he can't get his way? He runs.
Yeah.
He runs away.
Damn,
he runs.
I should have screenshotted that. Damn.
You should have. With his dirty ass fucking fingernails. Like he'd been digging up his ass. Like shit all up under his nails.
That's what he was doing when he wasn't on the air for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Probably scratching his dirty balls, nasty ass. How the fuck your nails that tugging dirty? You talking about getting pussy.
Jesus.
And you got fucking crud up under your nails. Like, that don't make no damn sense. All that up under his nail. Nasty ass. That's some shit right there. I should write a letter off of that shit.
There you go. You got a lot. You better get a couple of pencils.
Next week he gonna be Rage the Grotesque. Motherfucker, nasty ass. He gonna hop out and he hold up his little PCS phone. I'm about. Fuck you. Fucking orange head.
Look how quick he turned that camera on. I wonder what he's doing then.
Yeah, exactly. How the fuck he get that shit? I'll show you. I'll show you.
Oh man. All right, well, I guess that's it.
Yeah, I guess we done. I'm sorry y'all had to witness that, but see, this is the shit we deal with when we go off the air with Rage. Him having his little tantrums, his little fits, and then when he's done with that, he just hangs up and takes his ball and goes home is what he does.
Yeah. Jeez.
And you see this, so he doesn't even know that he would see. That's how he acts when he's off the air. This is what he does. And he takes some, come out of here, man. And he hangs his shit up and he's gone. And then you know what we'll get tomorrow? Phone calls and text messages.
What are you guys up to? That was a good show last night, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm thinking next week.
Yeah, motherfucker. See, this is the shit we'd have to tolerate with. This is the shit that we go through to bring you entertainment every week. We tolerate him. He's the fucking Beetlejuice of the network. Anyway, y'all have a good night.